Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently partly cloudy and 70 degrees. A woman was shot in South Wichita Thursday afternoon, the 100 block of West Mount Vernon. Police say the woman, who had been shot twice, her injuries are described as non-life-threatening now. Police reported no suspect in custody immediately after that shooting. A fire at Wichita's Joyland Amusement Park destroyed an abandoned, iconic structure.
The fire broke out early Thursday morning in the Wacky Shack. There were no injuries. Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin tells KSN News the city has attempted to do something about the deteriorating structures, but they are on private property.
So the city has had cases, environmental court cases in the past on it. It has a kind of a colorful history there. There have been many people that are interested in buying the property, and it just hasn't worked out for one reason or the other.
Officials say they're still attempting to find someone to develop the property. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says he will remove himself from the further counting of votes in his tight Republican primary race with Governor Jeff Collier, but he says the move will be symbolic. Collier demanded that Kobach stop advising county election officials, facing questions from CNN host Chris Cuomo. Kobach said Collier wants him to remove himself from further counting, so I will. Three women were arrested after a disturbance in North Wichita. Wednesday morning, police were spotted outside the Family Dollar store at 13th and Grove.
When officers arrived, they made contact with a 26-year-old female. She reported being physically battered by a 23-year-old female who is a known acquaintance. The victim also reported a 27-year-old female pointing a handgun at her during this disturbance.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspects were located nearby. The woman with the gun was arrested for aggravated assault. A 23-year-old woman and a 22-year-old woman were booked into jail on outstanding arrest warrants. And the younger woman also faces charge of marijuana possession. Aircraft turned hillsides red with retardant as homeowners wet their houses with garden hoses in a battle to contain an arson wildfire, which prompted evacuation orders for more than 20,000 people south of Los Angeles in California, where Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency Thursday night for Orange and Riverside counties as a four-day-old fire spread along ridges and hillsides of the Cleveland National Forest. Fires continuing in California. Vice President Pence has laid out his case for the creation of a space force. But what will it cost taxpayers?
The Deputy Secretary of Defense says the department has not yet made an estimate for what Space Force will cost. Patrick Shanahan spoke to reporters late Thursday afternoon, hours after the Vice President spoke at the Pentagon. Shanahan says he will not have a cost estimate until November. A year ago, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis opposed the creation of Space Force as a separate branch of the military. Asked what changed, Mattis's deputy said getting a bigger budget to address the growing threat from Russia and China. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Congressional approval is required to start a new branch of the armed services. A 7-year-old Independence, Missouri boy near Kansas City is in a hospital, his face nearly unrecognizable after an 8-year-old neighbor set him on fire. Ashley Love is the injured boy's mother.
I had received a call when I got to court that my son was being rushed to Children's Mercy from a child drowning my son in fingernail polish remover and lit him on fire on purpose.
Independence police say they are investigating. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen Ted in the morning now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning, the gasoline prices out there, still seeing a lot of stations, a lot of retailers, $2.69 a gallon. A few of them are starting to come down a couple of cents off of that, $2.67. Seeing that in a few places out there, not too many at this time. Remember, if you spot a lower gasoline price or if you happen to see a slowdown in traffic, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. That number, 869 1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, let's take a first look at the forecast here on a Friday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a quiet start to this Friday, but sunshine expected as we head into the afternoon. And once again, by maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms with a high 94. Not everyone will see precipitation, but where storms do form, we could have some brief heavy downpours through mid-evening. Clear in 67 overnight, 92 for the high on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now we've got a partly cloudy sky, 71 degrees, calm. That's right, no wind this morning, and 71 degrees. Another mostly sunny day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees, normal high 92, so we were two degrees above normal. And the record high for the date was 111. Ted Woodward, what year was that?
Let's go with 1936.
You got it. Bingo. That was a tough year for weather into summer. That summer of 36 here in Wichita was, and all across Kansas, was really tough.
That was pretty bad.
All right. We talk about that the records almost every day. 1936. On this is August 10th, by the way, 2018, and on this date in 1969, Lino and Rosemary LaBianca were murdered in their Los Angeles home by members of the Charles Manson cult one day after actress Sharon Tate and four other people were slain. This is the couple, maybe they were in the restaurant business. And this is the couple that was murdered, and we don't hear much about that one, but that was the second murder they did, the Manson family. And we talked about that, yesterday, I guess. Charlie Manson went to prison for life, and just he masterminded the thing. He didn't really hurt anybody. He just ordered his people to kill people. And have you ever read the book Helter Skelter, Ted, by Vincent Bugliosi?
No, I saw the TV movie.
Vincent Bugliosi, who was the prosecuting attorney. I'll tell you something right now. He was L.A.'s prosecuting attorney, came up with his theory, and he just convicted all of them. The guy's sharp, smart as he can be. And I happen to think if he had been doing the O.J. Simpson trial, O.J. would be in, well, he's already in jail, but he would be in prison for murder the rest of his life because Vincent would have got him. Vincent Bugliosi is that sharp. And he also wrote the book that I finally felt, but I think is, and I know people will disagree with me, but he wrote the definitive book I felt on the Kennedy assassination just a few years ago after all these years and all these theories. And he finally, in about 300 pages, convinced me that the Warren Commission basically had it right. But as I said, I wouldn't say that on our overnight show, Coast to Coast, because you get a lot of calls. They still like the conspiracy theories. This story really stinks, literally. Authorities in Pennsylvania are still trying to figure out how a loaded septic truck...
Oh, well, that doesn't begin well.
...overturned and landed wheels up in someone's backyard pool.
Oh, no.
I bet there's a photo somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
The head of the Conestoga Volunteer Fire Department in Pennsylvania, if we Google that, we might find this, says no one was hurt in the accident yesterday afternoon, but Larry Frankfurt says the incident has bruised the nostrils of anyone who has had to smell the result of the crash. It says, you can just use your imagination.
Yeah, oh boy.
To get a sense of the unpleasant smell that would result from the combination of diesel fuel, oil, and human sewage.
Oh.
Just in time for your breakfast. Hope nobody's eating breakfast at home. Crews were able to remove the sewage before pulling the truck from the pool, and things are all okay now, I suppose. All right.
It ended up in a pool?
Yeah, swimming pool upside down. They're not sure how.
So you got that smell, too.
If you can turn around here, Ted, you can see the screen. Dad's got it on the screen. Oh, boy. That's a big truck.
Chlorine. Man. Poo.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Look at the water. Oh, I'm going to gag. Okay. 6:14 with Steve and Ted. And Ted, you probably know the story because you were here yesterday afternoon and morning when... we were listening to the scanners and listening to the fire department battling that fire down at Joyland Park.
Right.
I call it the Joyland Park grounds because the park hadn't been open for, gosh, how many years now?
Many years, yeah.
And finally, the Wacky Shack burned down.
Of course, my first reaction was I thought that Wacky Shack had burned down a long time
ago.
Yeah,
I thought so, too.
Apparently not.
They've had
several. Part of that structure, at least, was still there.
Had several fires out there. They're showing the truck on Channel 3 right now on KSN, and they're having a good time with it too. The sewage truck. Okay, yeah. So we were listening to them. They had a brush fire going out there, and And the Wacky Shack finally burned down. It was one of my son's favorites when he was a little kid.
Me too.
We went out there the first time. He must have been, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 when I took him out there. He called it the Wackity Shack. And Wacky Shack, and it was just, I don't remember all what was in there, but it just
was the
kind of a ride.
That was one of the premier rides.
One kind of a ghost ride, but it was all funny stuff and clowns and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was different.
I don't remember much
about
it.
It was in the dark. The entire thing was in the dark, so they would take you through several rooms where weird things would happen. You know, strobe lights in one room.
Yeah. Jed, you
fluorescent
know that,
lights just, in another room.
You know,
there was bodies and zombies and all sorts of.
For a Steve and Ted poll, if people are around, what were your favorite attractions at Joyland? And one would be Wacky Shack.
Wacky
sure.
Shack would be at the top of the list.
The
for
pool,
me.
The swimming pool is terrific.
That was gone by the time I was people.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, the ancient the, wooden roller
of course
coaster.
The rickety.
And the bump-em
this
cars.
Might be the last day of my life. Roller coaster was obviously a huge.
I love the bump-em cars too.
Yeah, those old that old ski ball. Those
a ski
old,
ball
old
place.
Wooden balls.
Yeah,
you know, was huge. The gunny sack slide.
You remember the octopus?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you go in this direction and boom, then you go in this direction. Wow, that was one that could maybe you could throw up right
Ferris
there.
Wheel.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. The Ferris wheel. Yeah. All right, that would be a
Louis the clown.
Louis
the carousel, which
boy,
they're.
That-
Installing
I've told
a Botanica.
You, yeah, I've told you. Well, and they've got the carousel. Yeah, it's carousel at Botanica.
The pig that would suck in the trash.
Yeah, Marty's got the carousel at Botanica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first couple of times I went into Joyland as a child, I saw that creepy clown, and it scared me. What was that clown's name?
Louis.
That bizarre look on his face, like it was like a death mask or something. And these wires came up on his arms. It was just weird. And then the other part, a great part about Joyland is it's about, what, a quarter of a mile or a half mile from a good sewage plant over
yes.
there. So every now and then you go in there and the place would really stink.
Yeah, if the wind was not in the right direction.
You know, several years ago.
Not a good scenario.
Several years ago, and I worked at a station called KXLK, which is 105.3. We did a couple of Oktoberfests down there where we just had, I don't know, some vendors and whatnot. It was fun. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Didn't mention the little train.
The little
took
the
you
train.
On an excursion of the grounds.
I like that.
Which was fantastic.
Just go around and have a nice little train ride.
And that had they had a super roller rink, which is long gone.
Yeah, it was out in the parking lot, kind of.
Had a beautiful wooden floor.
Well, I was talking about the swimming pool. You never saw the pool.
No, that was gone by the time people my age came around.
Big pool. It had a high board that was like, it looked like it was about 100 feet high, but I think it was about 20. That I was scared to death. I would not go off that, but and a good friend of mine, and this is taking it back. Some of you people may remember this fellow named Mike Miller was working at KLEO in those days, which was the AM rock and roll station, and they had the Friday night swim. Every Friday night, they would just have a big dance party out there and records and whatnot at the pool, and Mike went out every Friday night. I said, he makes some money? Yeah, they're paying me talent. What the heck? He'd go out there, young guy, go out there every Friday night, do a little record hop type thing around the pool and see, you know, tons of teenage girls in bikinis, and he had a great time. Anyway, I guess we're doing Joyland today.
Fun place back in the day,
it
and now
was.
It's all gone.
Nothing there.
Yep.
Wacky Shack gone. 6:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, it's sports time. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward and we had the Kansas City Chiefs in action last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, preseason opener for the Chiefs last night up at Arrowhead Stadium. The Houston Texans ended up winning that game 17-10. The new quarterback for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, only took 9 snaps. He ended up 5-for-7 passing for 33 yards. Nothing really spectacular, but no...
Didn't get hurt either.
No, not exactly. No touchdowns, no interceptions. But he was in for a couple of drives, and... Chiefs ended up only scoring 1 touchdown on the night, but the defense only gave up 17 points. So anyway, the final score in these preseason games is usually immaterial. You just want to evaluate players and get through it without anyone being hurt. So
exactly,
we'll get a full rundown from the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He had the call of the game last night here on KNSS. We'll talk with Mitch a couple hours from now, about 8:15 this morning. And we'll get a rundown of how everything went at Arrowhead last night. So be here at 8:15 as we chat with Mitch. Yesterday was day 14 of action at the 84th National Baseball Congress World Series downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. 4 games in the quarterfinals yesterday, and boy, we had some interesting games. In fact, 3 of the 4 were 1-run games.
And the action went all the way till 1:40 in the morning. Just a few hours ago, they wrapped up at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. In the first game of the day, the San Antonio Angels advanced an 8-4 win over the San Diego Waves. The Santa Barbara Foresters beat the San Diego Stars 7-6. So both San Diego teams eliminated yesterday. Wellington Heat over the Seattle Studs 4-3. Wellington into the Final Four. And in the late game last night that ended after 1:30 in the morning, the National JUCO team came from 6 runs down and beat the Colorado Cyclones 9-8.
Wow.
So there's your Final Four. The semifinals, day 15 of action tonight at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. At 7 o'clock, it's the Santa Barbara Foresters against the San Antonio Angels. Late game at 9:30 tonight, the Wellington Heat against the JUCO National Team. The two winners will play tomorrow night in the championship game. Tonight is, of course, it's Friday College Night on Friday nights at the NBC World Series featuring $2 beers. So you've got that going on. You've got the new app, if you want to check that out. It's happening, the HAP app. Go to the NBCWS app for information on all games, teams, times, and promotions. If you want to check that out. Tonight is college night. As we mentioned, there are $3 Natty Lights. Tomorrow night, the championship game. You can enjoy the game and stick around afterwards for a post-World Series fireworks extravaganza. And then there's an extra innings party on the field after tomorrow night's championship game with local band favorite Big Fat Fun at Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
Big Fat Fun.
And it's Educator Appreciation Night tomorrow night. It's Fan Appreciation Night. The Party Pavilion is open tonight and tomorrow night. The World Series down at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Of course, the Wichita Wingnuts are out of town during the World Series. The Wingnuts will finish up their 19-game road trip with 4 games in Cleburne, Texas, against the Railroaders starting tonight. Wingnuts right now are 2 games behind for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the season. The Kansas City Royals are home this weekend, hosting the St. Louis Cardinals at Kauffman Stadium. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon, all those Royals-Cardinals games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
That's a pretty good draw, usually, isn't it?
Always.
When the Cardinals
yes.
come in?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Big attendance when those two meet.
I-70.
And in golf, the last major of the year is underway. The PGA Championship over in St. Louis at Belle Reve Country Club. The first round leader is Gary Woodland. The former Kansas Jayhawk is at 6 under par with a 1-stroke lead at the PGA Championship.
Did you see the Belle Reve Country Club?
Yes.
Isn't that Blanche DuBois' old place, Belle Reve?
Is it?
Isn't it Belle Reve? Wasn't the streetcar name?
I think there is some kind of connection there.
Belle Reve. Mm.
Okay. So you got the former Jayhawk, Gary Woodland, on top the leaderboard after one round at the PGA Championship. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Hey, Kip, pick up a copy of VIP Wichita magazine free at the Dillon stores. And you can check out our big ad in there for KNSS, 98.7, 1330, and the Chiefs Radio Network. We are on the Chiefs Radio Network. We're your Chiefs station. We tell you that every day practically, but there's a big ad in there. And it's got the schedule, Ted. It's got
the whole
schedule.
Season, yep.
You can just clip it out there if you want to, put it up on the refrigerator or whatever, and you'll know every Chiefs game.
Yeah, it's nice and big, so that's a nice little thing, yeah.
Check
that out and have that handy for the whole season.
VIP Wichita. It's 6:23 now with Stephen Ted. And what do we got coming up? Oh, Fox News commentator Todd Starnes is on the way.
What do we got?
Would you believe he's talking about religious liberty?
Okay.
How unusual.
And probably infringements on such.
Oh, yeah. Todd Starnes coming up. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.